Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. Jay Foreman joins us here. Schaefer is sticking with us as well. Yesterday, there was a big trade in the NFL. We didn't talk about it. We have not mentioned it 1 second at all besides the game show.
Jay will know what's going on.
Baker Mayfield is leaving Cleveland to go to the Carolina Panthers for a fifth-round pick. Jay, do you like Baker in Carolina?
I do. You know, I think, actually, you know, Darnold for the first, like, four games last year was – playing really, really well.
When he had Christian McCaffrey.
Right, yeah. And then he just – but then he just tanked. He had just – he almost was like Fitzmagic, like where Fitzmagic will play really well for four games and then he'll come out and just look like a bum. But I think Baker to Carolina, you know, a healthy Baker Mayfield is better than average, so a top 15 quarterback. Mm. I think if Christian McCaffrey, which – most likely won't happen, but if you can keep him healthy for 80% of the year, that offense is going to be pretty consistent. And their defense has always played well, and they're in a division where Drew Brees is gone, and of course, you know, obviously you got Tom Brady, so you know there's Tom Brady and everybody else, but Baker Mayfield. I like Baker better than Marcus Mariota, without a doubt, and I would normally probably say I like Jameis better than Baker, but Jameis is coming off the ACL with, Alvin Kamara is going to be out. I'm assuming suspension for a little while, and you never know what you're going to get with Thomas.
Six games, I believe, right? Six games.
Well, they haven't said yet, but
that's the rumor, right? Six games.
So I like where he's at. I like where Baker's going. They upgraded the offensive line.
They had to. That was a horrible offensive line.
Yeah. So for him. Coming from, you know, getting, you know, and he got beat up a little bit in Cleveland last year, and with Landry being hurt, OBJ being gone, the tight end kind of played good, but then they really couldn't get their running attack going like they did, you know, the year that they made the playoffs. So I think it's good for Carolina. And plus, look, he's better than any fifth round pick in the draft right now, and so that's what you got to compare.
I like Matt Rhule needs to win to save his job. So
yeah,
I mean they. How quick
that's changed, that you really essentially gave a college coach like Bill Belichick power.
I think there was talk of firing him last year after 2 years.
Yeah. So. Well, he got saved by COVID, you don't want to have a huge, you know, pay him that money. And plus you lost your offensive coordinator. Brady didn't transition without Burrow. And I think they stripped him of some GM duties to make him kind of focus on coaching.
So you're a big
Baker fan, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not anti-Baker.
What would you used to call him what, though? What was your nickname
for him? I'm not saying. I used to call him something that I regret.
Why did you call him that?
he makes me laugh sometimes. But I like Jay saying he's a top 15 quarterback.
I don't know that I would go that far.
Really?
I think in the right set of circumstances, just like in 2020, that was a year that he, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions? If with Christian McCaffrey drawing all of that attention, I think that he can play well off of that. Okay. Like, I think if you run your offense, like Kevin Seifert set that offense up to run just like how he did when he was the OC for the Vikings.
Right, sure. Yeah,
you I mean, run if, first, part of why and you play off of that.
Yeah, but that's part of why a quarterback is successful. If you're asking Baker Mayfield to go and, say, be Matthew Stafford or like a Herbert or something, where you're, you know, when Herbert rolls off the bus, he knows I'm putting it in the air 40 times.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's disappointed if he throws it 22 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably like Kirk Cousins to throw it 22 times.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they keep trying to think he can throw to 30, and it doesn't work out.
He wasn't throwing 30 times, though. Right. My issue is he wasn't throwing enough because right. they run the ball too much. But that's a different conversation.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson.
But I think with Baker, I mean, listen here. Baker played essentially with a torn labrum in one shoulder and a pretty much a bruised rotator cuff in his throwing arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he played. And so that's the catch-22. Mm-hmm. Do you sell out for your team
mm-hmm.
in leadership, mm-hmm. but then they evaluate how you play?
Yeah.
I like Baker that I saw in 2020,
mm-hmm.
and I like the Baker that I saw at the end of the season before 2020, even with Freddie Kitchens that had no business being a head coach. And then he learning a new system and embracing mm-hmm. it and the leadership. I like a pissed-off Baker.
Okay.
A guy that has to prove something.
Okay.
Now, will that last 16 games? I hope so. If they do, then – They got a pretty good steal.
I'll tell you what's going to last. Healthy, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's going to last. Jake will be very interested in this. I'll tell you what's going to last. Baker Mayfield's statue, which he has at Oklahoma.
He does have a statue. Yeah. Just got one.
I think, yes.
It's brand new this year, right?
Yeah. If you win a Heisman at Oklahoma, you get a statue. Jake loves statues.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just think
you put one up for Moose, if I recall.
It's hit. It got covered up.
Jake had a Moose statue going up.
Moose for who?
Bill Moose. Bill Moose.
You got bamboozled, too?
I got bamboozled. The statue was
Jake got bamboozled.
Halted on the statue. It's been shipped off somewhere else.
I mean, I like Moose personally, and he did some good things. I mean, let's not. But,
oh, he did. Really did.
He got paid $1 million and had probably one of the sweetest AD deals where you could get, like, fly back and watch you're getting paid $1 million and you're flying back to watch your kid play football. And you probably had the easiest hire in coaching history to get Scott Frost to come back here.
But he did guide the athletic program through pandemic.
He did.
And he did a good job of that.
He did some really good things.
Yeah. He did a good job of that.
You know,
he did. He kept the ship rolling.
Yeah.
Now, which wasn't easy to do during that time, which I've X'd from my mind largely. Yeah.
Back to the Browns quickly for 1 second.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the Browns.
Well, Baker's gone. Deshaun won't probably play this year, right? We're looking.
What are you talking about?
Is it going to be Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback this year?
You don't think he'll play at all?
What the extent of the NFL suspension for Deshaun Watson is going to be?
I think from what I was told, I know the NFL is going to push for a year.
Okay.
Right. That's just going to be like. That's it's going to try to look good. Realistically, they know that they can't most likely, unless he decides he wants to sit out a year to get him a year. I'd say he'd be out like 8 to 10 games. But at that point, it's like
season's over.
Especially in that division.
Yeah,
so Jacoby Brissett is your quarterback.
That guy sucks. I just saw him for 2 years in Miami.
Sucks is strong for
he's
someone
terrible.
Who's
What
terrible.
Are his redeeming qualities? Because he has to have them if
he's a big dude. It's hard to bring him down, but I guess it wasn't that hard because he got sacked all the time last year.
Okay. So that didn't have anything to do with the offensive line.
Oh, the offensive line was terrible, but Tua was able to avoid more sacks than he was. I mean, Jacoby Brissett was a sitting duck back there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He sucked.
So Tua was good.
The guy lost to some crap teams that last year. The Dolphins could have been a playoff team.
I got you. I'm listening to you because you know
But you
this.
Guys fired the coach with a winning record, though, right?
We did.
Right. So that has nothing to do with your backup quarterback.
Well, Brissett was not good.
But the offensive line was good?
The team was better on offense, believe it or not, when Tua was playing. I know it surprises people, but they actually were better last year when he was playing than crappy Jacoby Brissett.
This is Jake, you have to admit, Jay, is an authority. He's an authority on the Dolphins, which I will listen to. He's an authority.
Yeah, please.
15 games for the Indianapolis Colts after Andrew
Luck. He was fine with the Colts.
After Andrew Luck retired unexpectedly, 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
He was fine with Indy. Yeah, he was good.
60% completion percentage. Like, I think the guy can manage a game. Which it's just at the Browns.
And he played well with the Patriots. So now
it's the Dolphins' problem.
So now
it's a Miami problem.
It does feel like it's specifically oriented around one team that has struggled for any number of reasons.
Yeah, for 20 plus years now. Right.
Been the days that you never thought you would wish Jay Fiedler was still playing, huh?
I don't want Jay Fiedler back. I don't want him back. I'm fine with my quarterback right now.
Two.
We got Tyreek Hill. Yep. We got Jalen Waddle. We got Mike Gesicki. Watch out.
They have two receivers that if you place them on top of each other as tall as Justin Jefferson.
Right, yeah.
That's not true. Be just fine.
Gesicki makes up for it.
Gesicki.
Gesicki.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Gesicki. We can hear about him.
Yeah, he's Travis Kelce Jr. now.
No, he's not. He's fine. He's a very
good player. He's talked about by Jake as if he's a top three tight end in the league.
I have never put him in the category of that.
He's a phenomenal athlete, former volleyball player. But
I like him, Jake.
There's a difference between being a Travis Kelce and all those guys.
I like Irv Smith, too, but I'm not exactly like
him. No. Nobody compared him. Jake didn't compare him to Kelce.
Gesicki's good. No, Jake doesn't, but the fantasy football community every year thinks he's a big breakout.
This is the year. This is the year, and then they still have a bad offensive line.
This is
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The year.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel is an offensive-minded coach. He will get the tight end involved like they were with George Kittle in San Francisco.
Okay. All right.
Running the same system that he didn't call plays for there, too?
Well, he's going to learn from the system that he was there for.
So he's old Brad Childress, quasi-offensive coordinator.
The Vikings hired the same thing, and Kevin O'Connell, he didn't call plays. So.
Don't put Chili in this conversation.
Is Chili still out there?
Where is Chili at? He's
chilling with the big, fat paycheck that he stole from the Vikings.
Well, he won a bunch of games. I don't know that he won.
Yeah, everybody on the team hated Brad Childress. All the players, literally to a T, hated Brad Childress.
He was successful. Yeah. Schaefer, who's your least favorite Vikings coach in your lifetime?
That's a good question.
It's got to be Les Steckel.
Oh, his lifetime.
In my lifetime?
Like when you actually were watching, not back in the 80s and 70s.
I don't know that there's anybody that I like out now. I mean, Brad Childress was pretty
Mike
sick
Tice?
By the end.
Brad Childress was way worse than Mike Tice.
I was fine with Mike Tice. He was weird. The Randy ratio I was all about, though. I mean, getting the ball to your best player makes sense to me.
Sure.
I think Leslie Frazier is an awesome, awesome defensive coordinator. I think he totally lost control of that team, but they were such a mess after Brad Childress that it's hard to put that on him.
Okay.
I mean, my two favorite have been Denny Green and Mike Zimmer, so...
Oh, you like Zimmer. You're
by
Zimmer
the
fan.
End, I had so completely out on Zimmer. But, I mean,
Mike Zimmer early was great. I think.
Football changed and he didn't. Yeah. That's what it was. I mean, he needed to adapt to where football was at, and he still thinks that it's a game that you can win 17-13 every week in the NFL, and you can't.
Defense, baby.
Yeah. Running the ball 87% of the time and having your quarterback throw it to C.J. Ham in the flats. Yeah. Not a real recipe.
Schaefer loves C.J. Ham.
C.J. Ham, by all accounts, a great person. Like, nominated for the Humanitarian Award for the Vikings, like, every year. I get so mad. His usage rate is insane.
Let's just throw it to C.J. Ham on 3rd and 5.
Oh, it's 4th and 1. What are the Vikings going to do? They have Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, all these. Oh, C.J. Ham getting the ball. Running behind the worst offensive line in football. 3-yard loss.
Stop short. Who could have seen this coming?
Man, I tell you what, I know Shafe always texts me. I like C.J. Ham. They do probably throw it to him too much because he's, you know, they don't use him.
No fullback had more targets than C.J. Ham last year. He had 21 yards.
But that's on the quarterback too, though.
No, you're right.
Kirk Cousins.
To me, it's on the offensive scheme that has a fullback still.
But. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Janovich and all those, they're needed, but C.J. Ham is. In the funny part is they only use him like in the red zone. It's like. You need to probably use him more in the field.
He comes out of the field. Like, right. The team knows.
There's only so many places a guy at 240 pounds can go. Right. But, you know, speaking of receivers, though, I did. So, how good is this kid that we got?
Oh, Marion Miller.
Supposed to be really good. So we'll see.
His huddle tape looks good. I like that. I mean, his. I mean, that's. You know,
are you watching CJ Ham highlights over here?
I'm on your timeline of CJ Ham. Do you want to hear some Schaefer CJ Ham?
Yeah, let's do it because he's so angry when he does it.
This is all from the last year.
You know, I know CJ Ham too, so I'm gonna have him. I'm gonna have.
I feel bad because I don't dislike him. It's not his fault.
Here is Schaefer CJ Ham timeline. Free play. Throws to CJ Ham. Thanks, Kirk. Why in the hell is CJ Ham so involved? Why? CJ Ham is the most useless player in the NFL.
Yeah, that was a little strong.
Here's some more.
You might need to delete that next time you go to a
Schaefer says, if the Vikings score again, they'll go for two. I think there's going to be a CJ Ham screen for negative 6 yards, and I can't wait. Me on Saturday. People are so irrational. Me on Sunday. Why hasn't CJ Ham been cut immediately? A lot of
really
CJ Ham tweets on the Schaefer timeline.
They always throw to the flat. They never do like a fullback take or anything with him. It's all and to his defense, all the passes he's getting, he has no chance. I mean, unless he's wide open, he's not going to be able to turn up and do anything with it. So it's like you're setting him up for failure, and you're run, and it's the basic. Like boss play fullback to the like
they
stuff
ran
that
a
you
fullback
see,
screen against Dallas last year. Micah Parsons is sitting on CJ Ham and they're running this fullback screen.
Right.
How do you think that went, Micah Parsons and CJ Ham?
It didn't go
Kirk's
well.
Still throwing him the ball.
Right.
That's sort of comedic when you think about it. It is. What
but
are
that lets
doing?
You know Kirk Cousins doesn't have the ability to check out of any place.
Yeah, but, no, I mean, he was handcuffed last year for sure.
They had a thing on the – I don't know if Kirk Cousins just had another baby, but you know how they do the baby reveal, boy or girl, and there was a target. He literally almost missed it.
Yeah.
It was like a
– That was last year.
Was that last
I think
year?
I got
he
that
hit the, like, bottom left of the corner and got –
He was avoiding coverage, Jay. Right.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to throw this ground. But it's amazing that Kirk Cousins is the quarterback and then Jefferson is, I mean, essentially been unstoppable with this dude, but you know, obviously Diggs left, and it was all because of Kirk Cousins.
Is that right?
The best thing I ever saw about with Kirk Cousins. This is when he was really struggling because he was like only being able to run the plays that are called and not being able to go off like his first or second read. I don't know if you remember when Diggs and Adam Thielen were giving him the business. Both of them were wide open.
Yeah,
and Kirk Cousins was and he had the sheet, and he started talking. He looked like he was directing a symphony. He was like talking like this. I was like, "Oh no, this is never going to work," because you got two all-pro receivers that are because they replayed it. Both of them were wide open.
Yeah,
you didn't throw to either one of them, and you threw to the tight end. And I think it was Adam or Rudolph, right?
Kyle Rudolph.
And he came up 2 yards short.
At least it wasn't C.J. Ham though.
CJ Ham.
I like Kyle Rudolph.
Was he on the sideline?
Mike Gesicki could be Kyle Rudolph.
It was a big you know, big game.
I think it was a Bears game.
Yeah, it was the Bears game.
I remember Stephon Diggs specifically being very upset.
And they were in,
but he also ended up with like 160 yards in that game.
Right.
But how good Stephon Diggs was.
Right. But then they lost that game.
Oh,
and I think that was the game they needed to get in the playoffs. And Kirk Cousins was like, no, this is what it – technically, I'm right.
Uh-huh.
Stephon Diggs was like, technically, you are wrong. Both of us are wide open. It's your fault.
I would be surprised if that's how Stephon Diggs said it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's listen here, I would tell you this. It's about the quarterback position. And when you think about Baker Mayfield, and you can look a little bit back at Nebraska quarterbacks of past, what really makes a quarterback decent or good – is can you make the simple plays 90% of the time? And do you not make the bonehead plays, you know, at the, you know, during the beginning of the game? And do you not make the catastrophic, out of this world, stupid play when it's money time? That separates 90% of the quarterbacks. So when you look at stat sheet fillers versus, oh man. How did you throw the ball there when there's five guys there? Like, that's where you can't play the court. That's where you're like, that separates a lot of quarterbacks at the college level and at the pros. Because when you even look back, like, on Greg McElroy that played for Alabama?
Yeah, McElroy.
Right? One of the better quarterbacks in Nick Saban's history of quarterbacks, right?
Until recent,
you know, up until. Not an NFL. I mean, he played in NFL, kind of a cup of tea.
backup.
But when he played in that system, he played the quarterback position phenomenally. You know, like phenomenal.
He's got one ring, right? He got definitely one ring.
But he played the quarterback position.
Oh, I know. Right? I know. I remember him.
And that's what separates a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Schaefer, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, Schaefer, thanks.
Mike Schaefer, CJ Ham.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
We need to find a way to have CJ Ham call in on a Thursday.
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't. Yeah. I feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
I'm deleting all of my
CJ Ham. No, don't. Listen here.
CJ Ham's on the
phone. You fit right in with the Minnesota. I mean, my dad has said something to me about it, so don't feel bad.
He fits right in.
Well, I feel bad for him because it's like I said in that tweet where it's like on Saturday I'm always amazed at how irrational people can be about players that are trying to do everything they can to win a game. And then on Sunday, I am 100% the same way when the Vikings
are. CJ, yeah.
It's hard to turn. There's no in-between.
There's really, well, if you're the certain kind of fan, there's no way to, you can't half-ass it. Like, you're just, you're
but
in.
That's the way the football game is. Is like, you got, for every, you know, offensive coordinator that calls CJ Ham to the flat, then you got, like, Eric Bieniemy and these type of coordinators that are like, dang. How did he come up with that play? And Eric Bieniemy, remember he had that army play that he found from like 1950?
The spin.
Like, yeah, it was like, man, that's pretty cool. Versus then you got whoever the offensive coordinator with the Vikings are running like, remember that video game, or 10-yard fight? They're running like 10-yard fight plays, full back to the flat that you probably see out on the hill or Seacrest. Like, hey, I picked this up from Lincoln East.
It worked. For them, it could work for us, too.
We're still flooding the zone with five guys running into the same zone within 10 yards.
I think CJ Ham would have a big game against Lincoln Southeast if he was out there.
There you go.
There's a very kind thing to just say.
All right. Well, he's made the Pro Bowl, so he's doing something right. Because he's knocking fools' heads off.
Well, his usage rate's going to get him to the Pro Bowl every year. He's going to lead the league in catches.
Yep.
All right, Jake, we'll do it again
Old
tomorrow.
Old school is next. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.